Hi, I'm Libby.
And I'm Riley, and welcome to On the Come Up. Hi, besties.
Hi, besties.
Welcome back.
How's everybody doing?
We are doing so great, and we hope you are too. We're gearing up for a summer in Toledo.
Yes. Man. It is in full swing.
There is literally nothing better than a summer in Toledo, I swear.
Not at all.
And, you know, Libby and I have loved making this podcast for you guys and bringing you all of these really incredible stories from our area's young professionals. But we really wanted to take the time today to give you some information on how you can spend a summer in Toledo. First of all, there are a lot of ongoing things going on.
Yeah,
it's not definitely just specific events. Like, you can party in Toledo all summer long. So starting out, we have a lot of stuff going on with the Mud Hens over the summer.
Absolutely. Who
obviously
doesn't love the Hens?
Yeah, you know, going out for a little baseball game, grabbing a little drink, a little snack, hanging out with your friends. It's a really good time.
Yeah, get out of the house.
Literally just get out of the house. I don't know. Spend the summer outside.
And speaking of outside, we also will have Party in the Park downtown at Promenade Park. And there's going to be openers and main acts of bands jamming out.
And it's another one of those situations where you can kind of walk around the city, get the vibe of what's going on, see some other great local businesses. It's going to be kind of one of those community-based and community-pulling-together events.
Which I know. Really, I'm like excited for it.
For sure. Me too. And speaking of, there are lunches at Levis. This was me and Libby's like favorite thing to do when we were working together downtown. We would always take those little scooters, ride our butts over to Levis Square, and we would enjoy a couple hours of sunshine. Some good vibes. There's some
good
live
food.
Music. Oh my gosh, the food is incredible. There's just trucks lined up and down the street. It is a beautiful space to get out and see some of the community that you might not experience before you see their food truck.
Yes,
it's pretty
we'll
cool.
We'll definitely be meeting up for lunch.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want a little on the come up meet and greet, come hit us up at the Lunch at Levis. But we also have a lot of other food-based things going on.
Yeah, so I feel like we're lucky in Toledo to have so many great farmers markets around.
Mm-hmm.
There's Perrysburg, Toledo, Mommy, and Bowling Green kind of right around here. I know there's others as well, but those are kind of the heavy hitters.
And some of them, you know, like the Perrysburg one is usually Thursdays from like a 3 to 8 evening style time. Or same with Mommy and Bowling Green. Theirs are on Wednesdays starting at 4 and going till about 7 or 8. But Toledo is Saturdays. So
in
it's
the
like
morning.
It's like a true farmer's market. You get up on a Saturday, 8
get
a.m.
Your little coffee.
To 2 p.m. Yes. And they have little coffee stands there for you. You can get some, you know, local art, some local candles, some local soap and hygiene products. I mean, there's a lot going on at those farmers markets for you to enjoy.
Also, really excited. This feels like it's going to be the summer of pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Pickleball
summer. It is truly, like, booming in Toledo, I feel like. Obviously, with the opening of Toledo Pickle, it's kind of on everyone's minds. But also, I know there's, like, other workshops happening at the Metro Parks and just lots of fun ways. It's so fun to play with your friends and chat. And
it's a nice little group game or even just, like, volleying back and forth with somebody. Like, it's
a moving,
lot of fun.
Get active.
For sure.
You're not doing too much.
You can play outdoors. Or indoors. There are a lot of different options in the community. And one of the ones you mentioned was the Metro Parks. So the Metro Parks also, in addition to their pickleball summer, have a lot going on at all of their different locations. What's really cool about the Metro Parks is that they actually have a Metro Park within a 5-mile radius of every single residence in our area.
Yeah.
So it's incredible for people to be able to have access to that. But now is the time to use it. You
right.
know, like this summer is good weather. It's good vibes. You can get out to the Metro Parks and you can walk around. You can go to any of their events. They do a lot of like nature walks and live music. We just did a yoga in the park event.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Isabella.
Shout out to one of our previous guests, Isabella Weick. But yeah, there's a lot going on with the Metro Parks. So you can check all of that out in addition to their pickleball.
Absolutely. And then finally, for just kind of the ongoing things, we are so lucky to have the Toledo Zoo So get out, see some animals. I think they're celebrating 125 years.
125 this year. Years.
So truly a community staple.
Yeah. I mean, who didn't go to the zoo as a kid and continue that tradition as an adult? You know, I think it's a really awesome way to connect with the community while also being able to see things that you cannot see regularly. Like, right. How are you just going to walk around and see all these animals? You won't. So right. The zoo is the perfect spot to go.
I have to go check in on the baby elephant.
Oh, like, how are you doing? Yeah. Little queen.
So obviously there's lots of ongoing things and different ways to get active, but we also have a lot of specific events and large things going on, like festivals or different celebrations that we want to hit on too. Starting off, the Old West End Festival. I feel like this kind of kicks us off every year, and you kind of know that it's summer when that comes around.
Yeah, they always choose that early June date, so it's kind of like an intro into the summer vibes for sure. I'm really excited for it. There's going to be so many different bands, some food markets, lots going on, especially that King Wamba parade, which is arguably my favorite part.
Yes, because... and just to like get inside and tour the houses see all of the beauty down there. It's mm-hmm. stunning. You can just feel the history.
It's literally historic. Wow. It's amazing. And then we also have a celebration for Juneteenth. That's going to be at the Toledo Museum of Art, and it's a day of reflection and creativity and community. There's going to be a lot of art making, music, movement, and a lot of honoring Black history and freedom, both locally within our region, but also at large, and looking toward that future and honoring the future of our Black creatives in our area as well.
So important, mm-hmm. and I'm so glad we get to all come together and just celebrate that culture and everything we have going on here locally.
Absolutely.
Also, speaking of arts, we'll have the Crosby Festival of Arts June 28th and 29th. So a lot of fine art, and you can, you know, talk directly with the artist, which is sometimes not always an opportunity you get to have. So that'll be pretty cool.
Well, in addition to attending that, Toledo Grows, who hosts the event, mm-hmm. is always looking for people to come and volunteer. So it's really cool that you can get involved as an attendee, but you can also kind of go behind the scenes and see how that festival is put together, which is really neat.
Yeah, and I feel like even if you're not going to like, if you don't want to buy art or anything like that, it's still cool just to like look at and walk around, and mm-hmm. people are so talented.
Oh yeah, it's incredible the talent we have in our area. But additionally, on that same weekend, we have the Italian Bowl. So this is the second year of Toledo doing the Italian Bowl, and it's basically a couple of Italian football teams, and they're playing at our University of Toledo Stadium. It's going to be a really awesome event. We have a lot of local restaurants participating in the Italian Bowl, and you can go and get some of those exciting Italian drinks and dishes in the weeks leading up to the Italian Bowl from the 15th to the 28th. It's going to be a really awesome event. There's a Mayor's Cup where all the mayors in our area are competing for who's the best one, which
that's
I love.
Kind of wild, yeah.
The metric for that is so interesting to me because, like, I know there's a race. Like, I know they're running a race. I don't know how you can judge the best mayor based off that, but you know what? Who am I to judge? Who am I? Right. I'm not an adjudicator. I'll just go and vibe.
Yeah. We're going international with this one. Exactly. So it's fun. But anything goes.
I love how the Italian Bowl has been such a really big boost for our economy. I mean, we saw it last year when we had all these tourists and different people coming to our area and going and supporting our local businesses and our hotels and all of the things that we have in the area.
Yeah,
and now we're
going to
see that again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I love it so much. So we are ready for you, Italians. Come hang out with us.
June's going to be a fun month. That's my birthday month. I think it's the best month of the entire year. And I will say that every year.
That's so fair. I love June. I think June is the second best month of the entire year. Because now we're moving to July, the best month of the year, which is my birthday month. There's a lot going on in July as well. You know, you're hitting that 4th of July era, and you have all of these different things going on, both personal celebrations, community celebrations. But there's a lot of other things going on too, like a bunch of county fairs.
Yeah, I feel like this is fair month.
Oh, yeah, fair month.
The Lucas County Fair in the beginning from the 7th to the 13th. Then we got Monroe County Fair from the 27th to the 2nd, and Wood County Fair at that same time from the 27th to the 3rd.
Yeah.
So it's back to back.
You know, I love a good fair. I mean, who doesn't love going and riding some rides, getting those elephant ears?
I was going to say, the elephant ear, the funnel cake, I'm there.
I know. It's so good. I love it so much. And then we also have the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce's Clam Bake, which is a really big event where people can come and eat some food and just kind of network and connect connect with one another. I think it's one of the biggest networking opportunities of the year, which I think is cool because it's bringing together not only people who are working in our business community, but also people who are restaurateurs and entrepreneurs and creatives, like all different people from all different walks of life come and enjoy this event. It's going to be such a blast.
Also in July, we have the Art Loop. I know there's a few of these going on, but the July one is the one I'm most excited for, the Young and Arty Summer Party in on Adams Street. So I feel like this is great for young professionals to go, you know, let loose, have a little fun, enjoy some of the artist vendors, and just check out some live music, food trucks, everything that they have going on.
I'm especially excited for the Young Artists at Work because that is such a cool program to work with those kids. And I think that their showcase, in addition, they have the alumni of the program doing a showcase too. And I think that having those different generations of the program together, it's going to be really, really cool to see the future of our artists.
Yes.
And then we're moving on to the lesser of the summer months. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry to all my Leos out there. We love August. I'm a Leo rising. It's fine.
Honestly, August is like Toledo's favorite month, I think.
It really
is. I think
is.
Toledo claims that one because there's so much going on, truly.
Yeah, well, I mean, we started off with Toledo's own Jeep Fest.
Yes.
Like, obviously, we love our Jeeps here in Toledo.
Yes, and since 1941.
It's insane.
That's actually insane.
It really is. And I love it. You can come and show off your Jeep. There's a whole parade. You can learn about all the vehicle's history. And then, of course, like, all of our other fun little street parties. We have the vendors with food and drinks and just a lot of fun
downtown. We love our food and drinks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
One thing about Toledo.
I'm sorry. Like, Toledo, we're foodies here.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta go eat.
And while we're talking about rich history, we cannot leave out the jazz scene in Toledo. So we have the Glass City Jazz Fest at the Metro Park. Our jazz roots run deep here, and so this is such a cool way for people to gather and listen to all different genres and just really connect with that culture.
There are so many different subgenres of jazz, and I think it's going to be really exciting to see all of the different takes people have on that genre. You know, I especially love seeing a lot of our local staples like Gene Holden or Ramona Collins, and, you know, those types of women and those types of performers are going to be there and just doing it up. So it's going to be a really cool event. But we have to talk about our fave, which is a really awesome little weekend in August, which we celebrate Pride. So obviously, Pride is usually celebrated in June for Pride Month. But because
I like that we get double the fun
here. We get double the fun because a lot of our local institutions and restaurants will do a lot of fun Pride things during June. Mm-hmm. But then we can also have our big celebration in August. And people really go all out for it. It's not just the bars and restaurants that are specifically tailored toward queer audiences, but it's also all types of different businesses and restaurants and Toledo institutions really dive into getting involved with the Pride Parade.
Yes,
with
the parade.
Food. We love the parade. The parade's awesome. With food, with different musical performances. There's a lot of volunteering and social groups, churches, health and wellness groups, different clinics that revolve around it. It's a really informative but also very fun and celebratory weekend,
I
for
think
sure.
It's a great way to celebrate and have fun, but also just be able to inform.
And we got to talk about Barefoot at the Beach. It is that same weekend. It's an event that Libby and I have attended, and we love to go together and dress up in our little beach attire.
Another one for the foodies.
Another one for the foodies. I mean, you are just in food heaven at that event, for real. It's amazing, all of the people who come out to support the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Toledo, and then obviously all the restaurateurs who are showcasing their special items.
Yes,
it's
and
really
I love
cool.
catching the fireworks at the end. It's like, we didn't get quite enough for the 4th of July, so we need more.
And there's, of course, you know, music and food hand in hand. We always have a great lineup for that event. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see who's going to be performing this year.
And then kind of rounding out the August month, we have Steamy Science at Imagination Station. So this one is kind of bluntly the science of sex. So there's going to be love potions, X marks the spot, axe throwing with your ex's photo on the axe board? Are you
now,
kidding?
Now, do you supply your own photo, or can we send it as a file and get it printed?
somebody will be here doing shocking electrostimuli.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And then, of course, touching on some safe sex practices and informing there.
That sounds like a really fun event for the, like, 21 and up community. I think it's going to be informative but also fun. I mean, I love that all the different science-y things you can learn about in a fun way, you know?
Yeah.
It's combining that information and excitement.
Maybe liquid nitrogen in a condom.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Wow. Okay, well, there's a lot of mystery with this event. That's exciting. But, you know, we obviously cannot cover every one of the amazing things that's happening.
No, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And this is just a few.
The tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, honestly. But it's just so important, I think, to, you know, get out from behind your desk or from behind social media and actually connect face-to-face with other young professionals in a lighthearted, fun way.
Yeah, and, you know, we're coming out of that winter hibernation where I think people are really content to stay at home, and then getting through the spring months with all the rain. I think it's just really time for you to get out, go enjoy the community, try something new and something different. We have so much to offer here, and there's no reason why you shouldn't take advantage of all
of it. It's the easiest way to get involved.
It really
is. Meet new friends or just be involved with organizations you haven't been before.
It really is. And make sure you're doing your own research. You can go online and you can search any of the sites online that have calendars that are comprehensive for Toledo events and check out what's going on in our area. Because sadly, Libby and I will be taking a little bit of a break until July with our episodes. So we cannot be filling you in on all of the hot events going on in Toledo. So you'll just have to check those out on your own.
Yeah, you'll just have to miss us for a couple weeks.
You'll just miss us for a couple weeks. So Libby and I are really, really excited about On the Come Up and the future that we have for the show. We've been reflecting a lot because we just posted our 30th episode. The one that you're currently listening to is our 31st. And so we are very, very excited to keep this going, keep our momentum going. But it's got us reflecting a lot on how we started the podcast, how many guests we've had, you know, kind of the direction we're moving in the future. And especially because we went to the WGTE Voices Around Us event last month in May, and it was wonderfully put on by my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. And we had such a great time being able to connect with some of the other hosts on Voices Around Us and also talk a little bit about what our podcast is about. So we thought that we would share some insights for behind the scenes with On the Come Up with you all about why we have had some of the guests we've had, how we got the idea for the show, and why it's meaningful for us to keep going. So Libby, why don't you fill them in on how we got the idea for the podcast and got hooked up with WGTE?
This is honestly a fun story for me to tell because we were still working at the city paper at the time, going out on our little assignment to come interview Mary Brucker.
Another Voices Around Us host, yes.
For the women's issue. And so we were here just doing our thing, working day as normal. And then Chris said, have you ever thought about doing your own show? So then it was kind of like, okay, light bulb went off. No, we have not, but yes, we will right now.
I remember we immediately got into the car and we were just like, okay, what can we do? Like, we have to brainstorm.
And then I think it took all of 15 minutes and then we were like, we're sold. Like, this is it. Like, the show is done.
Well, and that's kind of like, people ask us a lot, like, why do we focus on young professionals? And it's because really the reason we started this show is because of our passion, not only for Toledo and for our community, because obviously both of us like live, breathe, eat Toledo, but we are so passionate about our future. We have seen such a renaissance of our city, and we talk about this ad nauseum on all of our episodes, but we are so passionate about watching these young professionals and our peers come up in Toledo and really start contributing to the economy, getting these bigger promotions, or, you know, not even knowing what they want to do, but being able to provide good insight for other people who are going through the same thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think before I kind of found my group of young professionals kind of talking about the Toledo Renaissance and talking about everything that was going on here, it was honestly hard. Like, it kind of was that feeling of like, why do I want to stay in Toledo? Or like, is there a bigger city that would be better for what I'm looking to do? And then it's kind of, you ask yourself, why not Toledo? And then I just kind of went from there. So it was an easy first choice of like, obviously we want to cater to other people in the same spot and make sure that everyone feels supported in their journey as they're on the come up.
Because truly, everybody can be at the same age, but can be at completely different phases and stages of their lives. And so I think we try, in choosing our guests, we not only look at these young professionals, but we look at people who are coming from all different walks of life, mm-hmm. either in their upbringing, their career, or just their phase of life right now.
Yeah.
We've had people who are recently graduated students who are just starting internships or trying to do the job search. Mm-hmm. We've had people who have opened their own companies and are the CEO and talk to us about how that works, being an entrepreneur at such a young age. I mean, it really just spans the whole spectrum of what we're looking at with our young professionals in Toledo. And so we kind of just look out for any guest that we think has a good story to tell and could mm-hmm. provide good advice to our listeners.
I think having someone that a listener could be like, oh, I relate to that, mm-hmm. is just so helpful to feel like, okay, someone else is in the same boat as me. I can keep going.
Well, and I've gotten a question recently a couple of times where people ask, why are you catering your podcast just to young people instead of trying to get that wider audience? Mm-hmm. To which I say, if you think our podcast is catered just toward young people, then that's a really narrow-minded way to look at it. Because I think we obviously are trying to, like you said, find ways to be relatable for our peers so that they can know that they're not alone in whatever they're going through. Mm-hmm. But we also are trying to put really important topics in conversation with this generation with the hopes of bridging the gap between our generation and those that have come before us.
Yeah.
You know, I know my... Obviously, my mom's going to listen and your mom's going to listen because they're lovely human beings. Hello, Mom. But I think it's been really interesting to hear both our mom's perspectives on, you know, listening to a story and having them have a light bulb moment about something that they're going through or that they didn't understand before but now do. And I think ultimately that's it. We want our show to be relatable not only for the young professionals, but, you know, my mom has said a couple of times, oh, I remember when I was in that phase and this was really tough for me, etc. And that's really nice to see that we are working hard to close the gap between where we are now and where our parents' generation or even the generation after them was when they were our age.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Libby, tell me from your perspective a little bit what you feel like you've learned from doing this show. Because obviously we want our listeners to learn and it's geared toward our listeners, but I'm curious about what you feel like you've learned being one of the hosts of the show.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot that I've learned doing this show, and one of my favorite ways to kind of learn from our guests is we always ask their advice towards the end of the show. And so I have a few that I wanted to share that have kind of really stuck with me. The first one being from Phoebe Adams. She said, take things one step at a time. You will not have all the answers, and it's okay to not have all the answers. One of the best parts is being able to slowly understand yourself and who you are.
I love that. And yeah. I loved Phoebe's episode. She provided so much wonderful insight, and that was just like the icing on the cake.
I know. I loved it. And I mean, she was talking about this in the sense of her transition, which she was so vulnerable, and it was just a beautiful story to come on here and share. But I think it honestly applies to every single person, wherever you're at in your journey with yourself. And it's just beautiful advice, and I love it.
No, I love it too. Did you have any other pieces of advice from the show that you really liked?
Yeah, there was another one from Maisie Crandall, our women's hockey player who did play on a boys' team in high school. So you can imagine that was an experience. She said, be your own best advocate. It's definitely worth it to stick to your morals and values and really speak up for yourself. No matter how scary or hard it can be, it's definitely a fight worth picking. And I love that. I think that's one of my personal hardest things to remember, and also a lot of other young people or older people can relate to that sentiment, and to just, you always have to defend yourself and what's best for yourself.
Yeah, you have to make sure you're looking out for yourself, because we've talked about on the show a lot with our guests building that support system. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, your support system cannot step in for you and handle that. You have to be able to handle it yourself. I think those are two really awesome pieces of advice.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Phoebe and Maisie for sharing it with us.
Thank you guys. Do you have advice for us?
I think for me, the thing that I've learned from doing this show is really just how incredible and unique and individual every person is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a journalist by trade. If you listen to the show or if you know me, you know that I'm big into journalism. And the reason I got into journalism, and honestly, the reason that I wanted to do this podcast with you, is because I really wanted to find a way to showcase these human interest stories, mm-hmm. to platform people who deserve to have their stories told. And I would always love to write these profile pieces for different outlets when I was still writing a lot more. And I think for me, being able to kind of do that in the sit-down interview yeah. style with these people is just so fulfilling. And I do have a couple of pieces of advice that really stuck out to me. The yeah. first was from Joelle Styles Brown, who we spoke about opening her own vocal studio. And she talked about the concept, it's a Japanese concept, of ikigai, which loosely means to just find your purpose in life or find what makes you feel that great worth in your life. And so Joelle said, find your ikigai. If you're passionate about something and you feel that you can help others, you should definitely do that thing. And before anything else, you need to have that support system, because having people in your corner is an important first step to getting where you want to go.
Absolutely.
I think that is just such great advice. And like we just talked about, that support system is so key. But I also think being able to find your passion and what makes you feel that self-worth is so much more important than yes. anything else.
And wasn't one of the components of it that it did then bring you your income?
Yes.
And so I think that's like beautiful to find where that all intersects.
Mm-hmm. And because you can kind of make that little Venn diagram of, you know, the things that you love to do, the things that'll pay, and then find kind of that, you know,
your
happy medium within
then,
your passion. Yeah. Yes. And I love that, because it's really just teaching you not to settle for a career, settle for income, but to find ways to do what you love while still being able to sustain your life.
Yeah, we're all just trying to find the center of the Venn diagram.
We really are, like, so real. Put that on a t-shirt. And then my other one is from one of my longest friends and somebody I've greatly admired since I was a little kid, Emily Hoffman, who talked to us about her activism within, she's an animal rights lawyer, and so she talked about her activism within that area of her life, but also she talked a lot about advocating for yourself as well and taking the time that you need for yourself. So she says, slow down. It's like my grandma would say, just be for a second. Just be with what is inside of yourself. Think about what you want to see in the world and how you can be a part of that. I think that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just a really great way to remind us, hey, you don't have to do everything right now. You
yeah.
can slow down. You can take time to just be.
Take a breath.
But you can also be an observer in what's going on in the world. And maybe by observing, you'll find, oh, this is the avenue I want to take. Or
yeah.
this is the thing I want to be a part
and
of.
To me, it feels like, oh, I am a part of something bigger than
yes.
myself. So it's kind of like, decenter yourself for a second and
right.
look at the whole picture, which is always important.
Exactly. While we are very, very grateful to be in the Voices Around Us project, we are decentering ourselves for a second from On the Come Up and talking about Voices Around Us. We love being a part of this project. We love connecting with our other hosts. We greatly encourage you to listen to all of their shows as well.
Yeah.
And we cannot wait to bring you a really exciting slew of new guests for our next season, which we will pick back up in July. But you didn't think we were going to leave without our Roman Empire.
Could never do that to you, besties.
We would never. So, Libby, why don't you kick us off today?
So, I want to talk about something maybe controversial, but I just need to speak on it because my boyfriend will not stop yapping my ear off about it. So, we have been watching The Last of Us. The first season came out kind of in the midst of 2020 with the pandemic and everything going on, and drew a lot of attention. And now the second season is coming to a close. And so if you didn't know, but you probably did, it's based on a game.
By the same name, The Last of
The
Us.
The Last of Us, yes. And so the first season really followed the source material to a T. I mean, there are some things that are like, oh, this was a little bit different, or this was a little bit different. But in general, it was very well done and very adapted in a good way to showcase the game and make it enjoyable television.
Yeah, none of the changes really impacted the story at all, other than to just kind of enhance it or make it better.
Yeah. Then I think with the second season, the alternative ending and just everything. It's frustrating to see because obviously there are people that are going to die hard for the game.
Right.
My boyfriend. Which it's like, that's great. You know that version of the story and you want it to be similar to the source material. But I think it's a little frustrating to like reel everyone in with doing this like beautiful version of the game. And then once you have everyone in and all of the viewers who are like hooked on it to be like, okay, we don't need the like game fans anymore.
Yeah.
Let's just do our own thing and
it's
do TV.
It's the bait and switch.
Yeah. And I just, it doesn't sit right with me, especially because this is kind of it. Like there were two versions of the game. There's nothing else. It's not like they're planning some like big giant project. It just feels like, why did you do this?
Yeah. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think I am somebody who is kind of a source material purist. There are some changes. Like in season one, there are two characters that you meet, Bill and Frank, and they are completely different in the show than they are in the game. But that is a change that I could really get behind because it added to the story. It kept progressing the plot.
That's honestly one of my favorite episodes.
Me too. It's hands down my favorite episode. And so I think stuff like that is really nice. And as a source material purist, I'm not upset about it. But as somebody who really just wants people to produce media that is based on either books or games or anything like cartoons and just make it the same.
Yeah.
Because obviously part of the appeal of the reason that you're producing that show is to showcase it live action for people who like the original source material.
Right. There's something about it that just feels disrespectful. Like it's like, oh yeah, your stuff was good enough for us to like copy. Like we couldn't come up with anything on our own, but like it's not good enough that we're just going to produce it as is. We have to like do all of these changes to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't love it. But maybe that's really controversial.
I don't think it's that controversial. I think there are a lot of people who are source material purists who will agree with you. And I think if they don't agree with you, then they probably have no concept or idea of the game at all. But there was such a big break between seasons that if you don't know about the game by now, I'm confused as to why you didn't do any research about it.
And like, but it's fine. Like, I didn't. It's not like I sat down and played the game. Like, that's not my experience.
No, but you looked up the story. You heard it from your boyfriend.
Yeah, and you can still like honor it in a sense.
Exactly. So speaking of source material, my Roman Empire has to do with a lot of source material, aka my 2025 book goal.
Woohoo.
I'm a huge reader, for those who do not know. I love to read. I will read anything, books, magazines, comic books, literally anything. I love it so much. And I decided last year that I was going to read 50 books, and I met that goal pretty easily. And so, not to brag, you know, humble brag.
I did that in my sleep.
Yeah, I literally did it in my sleep. So this year I decided to make it a lot harder for myself and decided to read 100 books by the end of the year.
Which you did mention in our New Year's episode.
I did.
So this is kind of like a check-in.
I know. This is my like half a year check-in. Here's how it's going. So I have been remiss in some of my other New Year's goals, which I think everyone falls prey to. But my book goal, I am killing it.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you, if you want to participate in the Riley Reynolds Book Challenge TM, you can too. It's great. It's so fun. What I do is I keep a running list of all of the books that I read in my notes app, and I put the little circle with a check mark next to it when I finish them so I can check them off. And then if I have books that I'm planning to read, I can start planning ahead, etc. My goal has been to read 8 to 10 books a month so that I can keep on my goal by the end of the year. And so
which is more than 2 a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll get to the rules in a second.
Okay.
But as of right now, recording this episode, I have finished 40 books.
Wow.
Thank you. And we are recording this not yet out of May. So by the time this drops, I should be about 45 books in.
Okay.
Because I'm close to finishing a couple. So here are my general rules for this, though.
Okay.
Which some people say it's cheating, and I don't think it's cheating. I think it's elitist if you think it's cheating. So my rules are, obviously, regular books, fair game. That can be fiction, it can be nonfiction, it can be the manual in your car, whatever you would like to read. I mean, I don't suggest reading the manual in your car unless you have something wrong, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
I don't know. One person's yuck is another person's yum. So for me, though, I love lots of nonfiction books and lots of autobiographies and biographies. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of my, like, if I'm going to sit down to read a book, that's what I'm reading. I also, being a magazine journalist, count magazines as long as they are over 100 pages.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of text in those magazines, and I guarantee if I put them all on a Word document, it would equate to a short story, like a short novel, like a little book.
Yeah.
Which is fine. So magazines
count for
me.
You're not just looking at the pictures. You're actually reading the articles.
Actually reading. And I'm sorry. I can tell you the price, the website, like every little product that's listed in there because I read those too.
There you go.
But my rule that I also made, which a lot of people think is cheating and I do not, are audiobooks.
And we've talked about this before. And audiobooks are not cheating.
They are not
cheating. That is reading.
Yeah. And I'm like, sorry, but that feels a little bit elitist. Like audiobooks are a really good way to consume books and
get super
different artists. Right. And so I just go on my little app. I'm hooked up to my library card. I can borrow audiobooks, this, that, and the other. And I just think it's really a great way if you're somebody like me who rarely has time to just sit down and put her full attention on a book. I can listen to it in the car. I can listen to it while I'm doing a mindless task at work.
You're book maxing.
No, literally that. And I always have, my rule is I always have one series that I'm reading.
Okay.
So whatever book I'm on for that series, I have one audiobook that I'm listening to, and then I have one separate novel or magazine that I'm reading. So I try to kind of, and a lot of people also say that reading multiple books at the same time is crazy. I don't care. I love to do that. It's fun because sometimes I want to
break. Yeah, that sounds separate enough.
It's like if I'm reading the Kelly Bishop autobiography that I talked about weeks and weeks ago, or I'm reading at the same time the Sarah J. Maas series, Throne of Glass. Those are two completely different books. I can keep the plot lines completely separate, and
it's nice
fine.
To switch it up. You're not getting bored, or like it doesn't feel well. That's a good question. Has it felt like an overwhelming task, or are you still having it as an enjoyable hobby?
It's still an enjoyable hobby. The only time for me that I got stressed about it was in April because I was so busy in April that I was just really struggling to meet the goal. But I remembered it's not about the goal. It's about the fun you have along the way, people. This is the biggest rule of them all. Don't set your book goal and then beat yourself alive trying to get it done.
Yeah.
It is just absolutely not worth it. You should be doing this to consume books and read things that you want to read and not to check another box, right?
I'm going to remind you this in December when you're on crunch time, but
no, you're
never replay that clip.
But I'm telling you, by the end of June,
totally.
I have to have 50 done, and I'm at 40 right now.
No, you're killing
it. I'm killing it so far.
Do you feel smarter?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like I'm educating my mind. I think the thing...
Your vocabulary has been really good lately, I will say.
Thank you. You've
been dropping some big words.
I love that. Maybe I'm like Eminem, and I just read the dictionary for fun. No, I think the biggest thing for me is just that I have this overwhelming urge to be able to consume every piece of media that has ever been created. And sometimes I feel really sad that I will never in my lifetime be able to do that.
Not at all.
So what I do instead is just be really happy and try to find things from different areas that I might not have explored before, different genres that I might not have read. You know, venturing into audiobooks was a big thing for me because I was kind of an audiobook hater for a while.
What?
But I am so with it now, and I love it. It's been a lot of fun for me to be able to read these books, reading both big authors, some local authors. It's been so great. I love it.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your check-in.
Oh my gosh, yeah, thank you.
It's
I'll check in
great,
with you all
basically.
In December. I'll let you know where I'm at. But we just want to say again, thank you so much for listening to all of our crazy Roman empires, to platforming our young professionals. We are so blessed to be able to do this with
you
guys.
So grateful.
We're just so grateful and so humbled to be among the company of all of our other voices around us, hosts. And we just want to thank you all for listening, not only to On the Come Up, but to Voices Around Us at large. And again, encourage you to check out their episodes, their shows.
I'm looking forward to a new season in July.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see you then.
We are ready. We are already prepping. We're going to bring you a great new season in July. So stay tuned with us. We are on the come up. We'll see you later.
Bye,
besties.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.